Warren, congratulations. Three successive victories, two goals in each game. You're on a bit of a run.
We are really, but just got to take one game at a time and keep trying to do the right things, you know, and make sure that we're doing the right things in training next week and build up for the game, you know, like we've been doing, and not take our eye off what we're trying to achieve, really.
How do you think about Sam Morsy? He comes back, you brought him back effectively. He scores one. I think he's claiming the second goal, although it looked to be an own goal, and he also hit the post.
Yeah, I thought there was a lot of good performance today, to be fair. I thought to a man, everybody contributed. You know, well, obviously, they get the headlines with scoring the goals, but I thought everybody was, you know, a really good team effort today.
I think the only disappointment was to concede the late goal for Jakub Haugar, because he's kept clean sheets in the opening two games. But that save he made in the middle of the second half, it was world class, wasn't it?
Yeah, great save. I think he'd be, you know, disappointed maybe with the goal. It just bounced around a bit, but, you know, say, like you say, a fantastic save.
And as far as Callum Connolly is concerned, two headed goals last week, had a couple of headers today. Overall, his performance, I mean, he looked like a future England right back.
Yeah, obviously, I've known him for a while. You know, he's a credit to Everton Football Club. They're the ones who've developed him. We've just given him an opportunity. I think he's been a player that's played in a variety of positions, but I would imagine that they maybe see him as his top position as a right back. And certainly, with my experience of seeing players that have gone on and played in the Premier League at Manchester United, I would have thought he'd be right up there with any of those, you know, and capable of having a long career in the Premier League.
And you had two other players on loan on the bench. Ryan Tunnicliffe, who was here before three seasons ago, came on, and Marcus Brown. How do you see them fitting in?
Well, obviously, it's a late arrival. You know, they've drove up for there yesterday, not even trained. It's a difficult one. We knew we had a couple of knocks and bruises today, and we're kind of a bit anxious about what kind of side we could field, really. So it was important just to get a couple of players in under the wire just to help us and help the squad and help us work between now and the end of the season.
You've got about 10 days to go before the window closes. Are you expecting any more transfer dealings?
I think you've just got to look what's available. I've said it here before. I think it's a really difficult window in January unless you've got loads of dough. And, you know, we're bargain basement, but really, Callum Connolly and Jacob really are not looking bargain basement players, you know, despite coming in for small outlays and minimal outlay, they look like they're comfortable at this level and possibly could play above this level as well.
Two goals against Nottingham Forest in the Cup, two goals against Burton Albion away, two goals against Brentford. Do you think you're going to get two goals at Old Trafford next week?
I've not really thought about it yet. You know, that's not really something that's on the agenda. We'll enjoy the win tonight, look at the things we can improve on this week, you know, in the training, and see if we can carry that through to the... It's just another game that we want to win.
Really? It's just another game? You were at Old Trafford for eight years. There's a lot of emotion there, clearly.
It was 18 years, so there's a lot more memories than that.
Well, the reserve team for 8 years.
It was 20 years, really, with if you count the two in Antwerp when you were working for Man United as well. So you've got a lot of friends there. Obviously, privileged to work for some of the people that you worked for, and privileged to work for Manchester United as a football club as well.
And I thought it was a good gesture, wasn't it, by the club to subsidise the tickets for the fans?
Yeah, I think it's a great day for the players, and obviously a fantastic day out for the fans. You know, for me, it's just another game that you want to win.
You were without Yannick Wilshere today. Will he be back in time for the game at Old Trafford, or what's the injury?
I don't know. We'll just have to see this week on the training. There was a few lads today that were nip and tuck whether they would play, so we'll just have to look at that one next week.